This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed over a consignment of humanitarian aid for Palestinians from Gaza to the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday and offered thoughts on the long-term solutions to the conflict, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Von der Leyen said the European Union had quadrupled humanitarian aid to Gaza to about $109 million and had organized 15 flights bringing aid for Gazans to the nearby Egyptian city of Arish, with more to follow. But von der Leyen said the international community needs to look ahead to what the ultimate, lasting solution to the conflict might look like.
Even as we deal with the urgency of today, we must also think about what the day after could look like and how Israelis and Palestinians can regain hope, have a perspective. And for this, they need a political solution. And this horizon is a two-state solution.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hungary's prime minister has further signaled that his government is likely to present a roadblock to Ukraine's ambitions to join the European Union. Speaking at a biannual conference of his nationalist political party on Saturday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that Ukraine is, quote, light years away from EU membership. He says he and his government will, quote, resist talks scheduled for mid-December on whether to invite the country to start accession negotiations. Admitting a new country requires unanimous approval from all existing member countries, giving Orban a powerful veto. The Hungarian leader is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's only EU allies. He has argued that membership talks should not begin with a country at war. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of a town in Iceland evacuated because of the potential for a volcano eruption have been told it will be months before they can go home. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
People in southwest Iceland waited to see whether a rumbling volcano would erupt. Local authorities say even if it doesn't erupt, it will be months before the area becomes safe to live in again. The fishing town of Grindavik was evacuated a week ago as magma rumbled and snaked under the earth amid thousands of tremors. Local Lilja Ósk Sigmarsdóttir said the experience has made her very anxious.
I think the earthquakes, if it will be one earthquake, it will trigger me so much I can't even... No, I don't want to go back.
The Icelandic Meteorological Office believes an eruption is likely somewhere along a 9-mile magma tunnel. The prime location is an area north of Grindavik near the Hagafell Mountain. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal authorities said Saturday that they're investigating a leak from an underwater oil pipe off the coast of Louisiana. The National Transportation Safety Board said on X, formerly known as Twitter, that it had sent a 4-person team to do a safety investigation and determine the cause of the leak about 19 miles offshore from Venice, Louisiana. The agency said the pipeline is operated by Third Coast Infrastructure LLC. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, said oil sheen was seen on water at around 9 a.m. Thursday, and Third Coast Midstream Pipeline reported the leak 10 minutes later. Another launch of the SpaceX mega rocket has ended with an explosion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
3, 2, 1.
The launch in Boca Chica, Texas, started well. But first, the booster exploded, which wasn't supposed to happen. And then 8 minutes into flight, the giant Starship rocket exploded.
The automated flight termination system on second stage appears to have triggered very late in the burn as we were headed downrange.
SpaceX commentator John Innsbrucker emphasizing this was a test flight, and they'll learn from the failure, just like they did after the first test flight ended with a blast in April. At 400 feet tall, Starship was the largest and most powerful rocket ever built. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The board of ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it has pushed out its co-founder and CEO Sam Altman and replaced him with an interim CEO. It says the move came after a review found Altman was, quote, not consistently candid in his communications with the board. The company says the board lost confidence in Altman's ability to continue leading OpenAI. An OpenAI spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment on what Altman alleged lack of candor was about. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.